Martin McHenry, STRNE, so over 50 years ago, we used to put 200 weight, bag 100 oats and 100 barley down in a hole of water. After a week, we used to take it out when the grain was coming out through it. He used to put it into his shed. We used to put a cover underneath it. And every couple of hours, we used to roll it around till it get dry again. We had to get a machine, crush it down like. That was the start of the making the putchi. That time you'd have to go on the mountains to do it because the coppers was splinter. We put it into a barrel thin like, and we'd put it in boiling water. After that comes out, then we used to screen it out to a buckets and put it in two more barrels. But the first two buckets we used to take out, we used to hold them and put gold into them. We call it yeast like, but some of them call gold like.
And where would you get the yeast from?
They used to get it in from Galway. As far as I remember, it was like a pound of butter. I used to remember them cutting it in halves and putting half in both buckets. And then they used to put it into the two barrels. So they leave that for a day or two. And then they used to put it back in the worm and put a big fire underneath the worm.
What's the worm?
Well, there was a big tank and there was like a churn thing up on top of it. And there was a hole in that and there was a horn going out of it. And in there to the worm. And the worm was going down to a barrel of cold water.
So it was catching the steam, was it?
It's catching the steam. So when the steam used to go up in and through the worm, by the time it used to come out the other side, it was putchi. From start to finish, it used to take 3 weeks.
And when you were testing it with your father, what were you testing it for? What kind of taste were you going for?
They used to have a little glass there. And if the bubbles used to stay on the side of the glass, it used to be a good putchi. But if the bubbles wouldn't stay on the side of the glass, you'd have to go back in again. I remember a fella was talking to me there last week and he said he put it in and there was 150 proof on it. Well, the only time we used to make it, two of them used to make it for Christmas.
So after the oat harvest?
Yeah, after the harvest. And they used to do a shot for Christmas. And they used to have a couple of bottles for all year round because if you have arthritis, rubbing into the arthritis, and they reckon the pain used to go away. They weren't talking about they weren't talking about tablets then, like, yeah.
What was it used for?
For the flu now, I remember times when they used to put down a glass of milk, and if you have a hot glass of milk, spoon of sugar, and a half glass of that putchin, I'll tell you, you'll sleep the night and you'll sweat it out. There was a cow down in the hole, like, and when we brought her up, she was shaking like anything. And one of the old fellows said, oh, he said, get a half bottle of this putchin, and we got it all right, and they gave it to her. Well, I'll tell you, in an hour's time, that cow was running around the field and there was no problem.
How do you convince a cow to drink half a bottle of putchi?
Well, I suppose the way it was, she was lying back and she didn't complain. She went eating grass after it. It was really at night time we used to go out doing it, like, because it was a fire with the turf, like. And, you know, when you put the fire down with the turf, there's a lot of smoke, like. So the cops wouldn't be out at night, like, or even, we used to go so far back in the mountains anyways, the smoke wouldn't come on the roads. You used to hide it well away from the house, like.
Where would you hide it?
In gullies, inside the road, like, or you'll remember it yourself, like, you know. It's really, boats used to take it, because they used to take it over to Kinvaras, them places at the time, like. Because they used to take turf over at the time and take it to the Aran Islands. There was times because they swap it for fish. The Aran Islands, we'd have plenty of fish and they'd take the turf from the putchin over and they'd get a swap, straight swap. It's barley and oats we used all the time when we were doing it. And it'll take 2 or 3 weeks from the start to finish.
Was the making of it in October something that the community did or families did together?
Nobody used to go out and buy oats or anything. They grow their own. And when you grow their own, that's the time you'll have it cut out and cleared from the fields, like. Nobody would know anything about it till you have it finished. And when it was finished, then if you want to give a bottle away or something, they used to come and buy a bottle of you, like, you know. It was secret all the time. And even today, up to today.
And do you remember when you were younger, people getting caught?
I remember a few people got caught, all right. The cops was around in the area at the time, like, and somebody might be walking home with a bottle of it in his pocket or something like that. Only for that, they wouldn't be caught, really. Because the people would be doing it, would be, well, heading away, like, you know.